CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the text of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website website and also at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. Good morning, it's Sunday the 20th of May 2018. Here are the main news headlines. Grab your art for radio series call sign now. Yota 2018 team announced guide to Ofcom online licensing portal. There's still time to get yourself the unique art notice of variation that's being used to celebrate this weekend's royal wedding. All grades of license can apply. It's valid from the 19th to the 21st of May only. Full details of how to apply for the free NOV and how to use it are online at rsgb.org/RWRSL, and you must sort out the NOV before using the R. Congratulations to the young radio amateurs who have been chosen to represent the UK at Yota 2018 in South Africa this summer. Peter Barnes, M0SWN, will be the UK team leader, whilst Benjamin Chalmers, M0NBA, Nathan Prentice, 2I0NTP, and Mike Jones, 2E0MLJ, will form the UK team. On their return, they'll be helping to arrange events to encourage more young people to get involved in amateur radio. The February edition of Radcom included a helpful article by Ofcom about their licensing portal. Registration and revalidation, which are all on the Ofcom website. The RSGB has now made the article available on its website as an easy reference for everyone, whether or not they're an RSGB member. You can download it at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0520a4alpha. As mentioned last week, the RSGB QSL Bureau is attending Dayton Hamvention this weekend, meaning the office is unstaffed. This, plus an unexpected influx of cards from Dayton, will make them very busy for a while afterwards. All members, clubs and events are asked to delay sending other cards to the Bureau until after the 3rd of June, just to give them a chance to catch up. We apologise, but due to the ongoing serious illness of a key staff member, plus the scheduled absence of several others, it's not been possible to prepare local news this week. This doesn't apply to this particular bulletin anyway. And now for the details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, Sunday, the SARCOM Brayhead Radio Electronics Rally is at King's Inch Road, Glasgow, G514BN. Doors open 10am to 4pm, £4 to get in, talk-in available. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, flea market, special interest groups, an RSGB bookstall and family attractions. There'll be lectures on the day, catering and a licensed bar are on site. There'll be a raffle. More information from Andrew Hood, GM7GDE, 07825932488, or email radiorally@scotlandmail.com. Also today, the 35th Dunstable Downs Radio Club Amateur Radio car boot sale takes place at Stockwood Park, London Road, Farley Hill, Luton, LU15PP. All the usual facilities will be there, and further details online at www.ddrcbootsale.org. Next Saturday, the 26th, the Radars Flea Market indoor sale takes place at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road off Enfield Road, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open to the public at 10:30. Disabled visitors 15 minutes earlier. Admission is £2.50, under 12's free. For traders, it's £5 per pitch if you have your own tables, otherwise £10. There'll be a bring and buy as well as commercial traders and amateur radio sellers. Refreshments are available, including bacon and sausage butties. Details from Robert, M0NVQ 0777 8113333, or email rally@radars.me.uk. Next Sunday, the Durham District ARS Radio Rally is at Bowburn Community Centre, Durham Road, Bowburn, County Durham, DH6580. Doors open 10am. It says here, with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. Oh, that's the reason. Admittance is £2. There'll be a bring and buy sale, trade stand, special interest groups, and RSG book stall, plus caterings and licensed bar on site. Contact Michael Wright, G7TWX, on 07826 924192, or email dadars, D-A-D-A-R-S, at gmx.com. To get your rally or event information on the RSGB News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, email details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, SV2 CLJ will be on the holiday style in Malta, IOTA EU023, at the Shack of Savas, H9H1AE. Activity will be from the 24th to the 31st of May, all modes, 80 metres to 2 metres, QSL home call. II1TR, and I think that's II1ITR, will be celebrating the 90th anniversary of the so-called Red Tent, an Italian airship that set out to explore the North Pole, beginning on the 25th of May, continuing to the 25th of June. The plan is to work on all bands, all modes, QSL and other information at qrz.com. Thomas F4HPX will be active as FR stroke, call sign from Réunion Island. That's AF016 from the 25th of May to the 15th of June. He's operating 40, 20 and 15 metres, mostly SSB, possibly FT8, QSL home call, logbook of the world, EQSL club log, OQRS or QRZ logbook. The Canary Islands AF004 will be the temporary home of Juan EA8RM for the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest on the 26th and 27th. QSL EBE7DX or logbook of the world. HR9-W1UE, HR9-N2WQ, HR9-K1XM and HR9-KQ1F are presently active from Ruatan Island, Honduras. NA057, they'll be operating as HQ9X in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest 26th and 27th, and then go back to individual calls until the 29th, QSL home call or QSL HQ9X or KQ1F or logbook of the world. The Cayman Islands, NA016, play host to Frank, K3TRM, who will be active as ZF2RM throughout the summer months, QSL via home call. Members of the Far Eastern group of the Russian Robinson Club, RW0LZ, R0LZ and UA0LCZ, will be active as R0LS-P from Skrebsov Island, ASO66, from the 24th to 28th. They're planning to use 3.507, 7.007, 10.107, 14.017, 18.077, 21.017, 24.897 and 28.017 megahertz. Get the general gist of that. QSL via R0LS. Randy WW6RG will be active as VQ9RA from Chagos Islands. Diego Garcia, AF006, 23rd and 24th. He'll be operating QRP on 14.190 and 21.280 megahertz SSB QSL home call. Special event news. As noted last week, Crave Valley Society is using the unique call sign GR9RW until the 23rd, marking the royal wedding between HRH Prince Harry and Ms. Meghan Markle. Activities will be from HF to UHF and full details www.cvrs.org. Celebrating the 50th birthday of His Royal Highness Crown Prince Frederik of Denmark, the Experimental Danish Radio Amateurs Association, or EDR, will operate OZ50 HRH stroke XX and 5B0 HRH stroke XX plus OX50 HRH and OX5 HRH from Greenland, running from 0000 UTC 20. 20, and it's, I'm sorry, I'm reading this as it says 0000 UTC 20 2359 UTC on the 26th of May. They plan to use all bands and modes, including FT and JT digital, two-way contacts and CW and SWL reports, are valid for awards. Details on QRZ.com. On the 26th of May, GB4COM will be on the air to mark the open day of Boscombe Down Aviation Collection. Details QRZ.com. Contest news now. The RSGB 144 Megs May contest finishes its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, Sunday. Using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also today, the 144 Megs Backpackers number 1 contest runs from 1100 UTC to 1500 UTC. All modes can be used on the 2-metre band in the exchange, a signal report, serial number and locator. The UK Micro G Millimetre Wave contest takes place today on all bands, 24 to 76 gigs, 0900 UTC to 1700 UTC. All modes can be used in the exchange, a signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday sees the SHF UKAC from 1830 UTC to 2230 UTC. Using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Note that different bands are in use at different times. On Thursday, the 80-metre club championship takes place on the 3.5 megs bands, 1900 UTC to 2030 UTC, using CW only. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend's big event is the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, running from 000 UTC on Saturday the 26th to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 27th. This CW only event uses all the HF contest bands from 1.8 to 28 megs, exchange a signal report and serial number. Moving to the other end of the spectrum, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest takes place next Sunday, 0800 to 1800 UTC, using all modes on the 5.7 to 10 gigs band, signal report, serial number and locator forms the exchange. And finally, next weekend, the 70 megs cumulative hash 3, number 3, I suppose that means, runs from the 1400 UTC to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 4-metre bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report for HF. Last week continued with zero sunspots after the 13th and a solar flux index of around 70. NOAA had forecast poorer geomagnetic conditions from Thursday the 17th. The solar wind speed, as measured by the ACE spacecraft, did increase on Thursday morning, but the K-index hadn't got above 3 by Thursday afternoon. Overall, HF conditions were average, with daytime critical frequencies tending to be in the range of 4 to 5 megs. This translates to an F-layer maximum usable frequency over 3,000-kilometre path of about 15 to 17 megs. This means that most reliable daytime DX bands remain, the most reliable band remains 20 metres or 14 megahertz. As we move towards the more summer-like ionospheric conditions, the higher HF bands are remaining open later. The 30 and sometimes even 20 metre bands are staying open longer after sunset, although 20 metres is still closing by late evening. Sporadic is still bringing some interest to the upper HF bands, particularly 10 metres, but you can see the short skip effects down to 20 metres as well. The FT8 frequency of 28.074 megs is now a good first check point for band openings. The 10-metre beacons are also worth checking because SR5 TDM 3-watt low-power Polish beacon on 28.215 was audible during the week. You can find a 10 and 6-metre beacon list by searching on the web for G3USF beacons. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain about 70. A lack of coronal hole activity means the K-index may only reach a maximum of 2. In summary, then, it's more of the same for HF. Now for the VHF propagation news. The chart shows a lot of high pressure over the next week. This means a good chance of some tropo. The best paths will be over the surrounding seas, particularly the North Sea at first. There may be a trend for drier air to remove some of the low-level moisture after this weekend, so paths won't necessarily be good all of the time. The overnight conditions under high pressure can also produce temporary nocturnal lifts over land, but these paths tend to decay quickly after sunrise when the heating breaks down any surface inversion. Since it looks like a largely dry spell of weather, there may be a shortage of rain scatter clouds about the microwave bands, but all is not lost, and there is some hope that sporadic E will continue to put in an appearance now and again. However, one of the main ingredients, a strong jet stream over Europe, may be hard to find in this fine settled weather. This means the fallback option of upper ridge patterns may be the trigger to watch. Check the daily sporadic E blogs on propquest.co.uk to see the current location of jet streams and ridges. The moon is at its perigee, but losses are still low and will fall as the week progresses. Similarly, declination is failing, but still in some double figures until Wednesday, so another good week for EME, with moon visibility from late morning through to after midnight most days. And that's it from the propagation team, and that's all from me also until next week.